Hello, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. Asian indices posted gains across the board, taking cues from the relief rally from Friday. Asian dollar bond sales stayed muted this week as secondary markets remain volatile amid trade tensions, but the $1.36 billion in deals was still a bounce back from last week's $0.6 billion. The main focus would turn to Jerome Powell's address at the Kansas Fed's annual Jackson Hole gathering on Friday. Furthermore, the minutes from the July's FOMC due on Wednesday would provide further information to investors on how the Fed's viewpoints on the monetary policy front. U.S. benchmark treasuries retraced to settle at 1.58%, while Eurozone yields following suit on the back of announcements on fiscal stimulus by European policymakers. Headlines that the German government is ready to deliver fiscal stimulus by boosting deficit spending pushed the Eurozone yields higher, between 2 bip to 6 bip in absolute yield terms. While fiscal stimulus would be a welcome support to ECB policy initiatives, just how much and how long deficit spending could last is an open and unanswered question. U.S. housing starts fell 4% in July, marking a post-November 2016 low. Housing starts have now fallen for three consecutive months, weighed down by tariffs which have hit the housing sector by forcing up construction costs. The preliminary August release of the University of Michigan consumer sentiment came in weaker than expected, falling 92.1. In spite of the fall, both the 1 year and 5 to 10 year measures of inflation expectations rose 0.1 points to 2.7 and 2.6% respectively. China has moved towards a market-based rate-setting structure for deciding banks' lending rates to influence and effectively control interest rates. Under the new system, a consortium of 18 lenders selected by the People's Bank of China will submit their 1 year and 5 year loan prime rates to the central bank monthly. The average of those rates will then be published at 9:30 a.m. on the 20th of every month starting from Tuesday. Notably, HSBC has been left out of the rate-setting consortium of banks. This Thursday brings the Bank Indonesia's rate decision together with a press conference with Governor Peri Warjio. Bank Indonesia cut the benchmark last month for the first time in almost 2 years to 5.75%. Indonesia's real yields are still wide to their peers and markets are widely anticipating a 25 bp policy rate cut. Addis International Holding announced its notice of results with full first half 2019 financial statements set to be released on 27 September. First half 2019 top line figures rising to $219.9 million and growth flowing into the EBITDA level, which came in at US$88 million. Addis announced that net debt stood at $614 million, which climbed from $424 million balance at end 2018 post completion of Weatherford transaction, capex needs for new built jack-up rigs, and a few upgrades to the existing fleet. Thank you and have a great day.